I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Millbrae, California. Right now we're with Simone Harms, the complex general manager at the Westin San Francisco Airport and the Aloft Hotel.
Hello, Tom. Nice to be here. My pleasure.
Mine too. The first time I came to stay at the Westin San Francisco Airport was because I realized how close it was to the airport and how easy it made it for me to shuttle back and forth and take off. But after staying here the first time, I realized that it's a great base camp for even somebody that wants to go into San Francisco or Silicon Valley. Tell us about that aspect of both Aloft and the Westin here.
Yes, so we are indeed the closest hotel to the San Francisco International Airport. We are located in the suburb of Millbrae, just 5 minutes from the airport and BART. And there's also a shuttle that we offer to and from the airport. And as you mentioned, there are many sites to see and places to visit near the Westin and the cute little Aloft Hotel. We're 30 minutes from San Francisco, 40 minutes from the coast, 50 minutes to the Silicon Valley and the beautiful wine country of Napa and Sonoma. In our backyard, we have walking distance, a lot of restaurants, shops, and bars. And really, guests should take advantage of the location for business and pleasure. Both hotels have an indoor pool. The Westin as well has a beautiful hot tub. And we have lots to offer for everyone.
Another aspect of the Westin at the airport that I really like is I soon learned that you don't have to call for a shuttle. It's a regularly scheduled shuttle, whereas a couple of other properties that I'll stay at in the area, you have to call when you get to baggage claim.
Yes, it's looping 24/7 back and forth from us to the airport.
Yeah, that's really cool. Part of the San Francisco Bay Estuary is right out across, you know, the tidal flats. And I noticed there are walking and hiking trails right out front. I thought that was really cool.
Yes, it's really ideal for an invigorating walk, run, or bike ride. We do offer, as part of our Westin Be Well pillar, a morning run twice a week that is guided by our hotel manager, actually. It's a 3-mile run. And then also, what's very neat about this path is that you can absolutely watch the planes as they take off and land. It's great views.
I like that. And that's the other amazing thing. I love watching airplanes come and go. But I thought being this close to the airport, for sure, you would hear that roar of the jets in the room. I don't know how you guys do it, triple pane glass or whatever, but the rooms truly are extraordinarily quiet, and that's really cool.
Again, it's another one of our pillars at Westin where we really would like our guests to sleep well. So for a restful night's sleep, we feature our soundproof windows, blackout curtains, and then, of course, the very famous heavenly beds to lull you right into sleep and forget about your jet lag.
Everybody I know inside of the hospitality industry are out. The heavenly beds, too, in Westin are not myth and legend. They're real. I know employees and staff people who pay out of pocket to buy one of those beds.
That's exactly right. I'm one of them. I have one at home, not only for myself, but for my kids' room and the guest room. Absolutely.
Legendary. Change in the industry of sleep. Yeah. So the other dynamic that I really like about this property, and I don't know if it's throughout all the Westins, but I know it's here, has to do with the evolved consciousness of the culinary offering, that it truly is a healthy diet ingredients. It's for real.
Yes, absolutely. We have our Grill and Vine restaurant, which serves our 3-meal periods and throughout the day. It really serves an American-style favorites with a modern twist, but it's all locally sourced, focuses on light, fresh foods that are healthy and delicious and good for you, because it's often difficult when you travel to stay on in a good, nutritious diet. So we're trying to definitely support that aspect.
And that's not just because you're in the San Francisco Bay Area where you have evolved, socially, ecologically evolved people. This is across Westin?
That's right. It's across Westin. Mm-hmm. Of course, we are very lucky to be in the Bay Area and in California, where all our produce really is grown within 25 miles from us. That definitely helps. But yes, you're right. It's definitely a mission of all Westin hotels and resorts.
And then I presume that you source some locally produced wines, too.
That's exactly right. Our restaurant and bar, we are very proud to feature not only local wines from Napa, Sonoma, as well as San Luis Obispo in the local wine-growing areas, as well as our craft beer, which actually has been gaining in popularity throughout the Bay Area.
I'll go into the bar. It looks like there are people from around the area as much as hotel guests. did I guess wrong, or is that true?
No, I think we have a great combination from our hotel guests as well as the locals that we do attract to the restaurant. Burlingame and Millbrae are our closest cities, and there's definitely a good following that we have. We also offer some live entertainment. The Aloft actually has a live concert series and DJs and live music 3 times a week.
Let's talk a bit about Aloft. I have never stayed at an Aloft hotel. I've been by them and stayed next door across America, but never stayed at one. And somebody was telling me that it's keyed for the hipper and younger demographic, right?
That's right. It's a vision of the W Hotels. And so essentially it's its little sister or brother. And it's a select service brand. So we still have a fantastic offering in our bar and restaurant. It's definitely trendy. It's definitely boutique. It's really everything that you could wish for.
And even architecturally.
Absolutely, yes. It really plays with colors, with social media as well. It's very hip and modern.
Is it high-end or is it affordable? How does it price point target?
Yes, so as it's a select brand, it is more affordable. And so I think that adds to its attractiveness.
As I walked in, as you guys know, I just flew in from China and I've been away for a while. And the first thing I saw was a Thanksgiving dinner sign in the lobby. And I went, wow, that's pretty cool. And I imagine that is also for people in the area as much as it is for hotel guests. Tell us about what you do at Thanksgiving and Christmas time and Easter and throughout the year.
Yes, absolutely. For every holiday, we try to bring in, again, our guests that are with us, as well as the local community. We offer a great Thanksgiving brunch every year from 2 o'clock until 7 p.m. with really all the trimmings and fixings that you would expect. It's very festive. Also, we are actually offering a gingerbread class every year in December, which is very fun. It's a morning breakfast event where parents can bring their children and they get to decorate their own little gingerbread house. We have our executive chef Sean as well there, and he assists with any questions about maybe making your own gingerbread house and or tips and tricks for the seasons. And so the kids get to build their dream house through the gingerbread event. So that's always a very fun family-oriented event. We also offer, which is a little bit unique for our Christmas, actually a full a la carte menu, which does not force our guests and locals necessarily to just customary, I guess, dishes and or prefixed menu. So there's a lot of flexibility there. And then we also have a fabulous New Year's Day brunch that we offer. It's with live entertainment. We always have a fabulous mimosa spa as well as omelette station and more goodies to come. So it's, yes, definitely very festive throughout the holidays.
And again, you have people that stop in or stop by and just kind of target a meal here that might not be staying here.
That is right. It's definitely also for the local community.
Since you're located in the heart of San Francisco Bay with Silicon Valley right next door and corporate businesses all around, I imagine that this place would be really popular for corporate retreats and meetings and holiday parties.
Yes, absolutely. So we are always beautifully decorated for the holidays, which the local community appreciates. And between the Westin and the Aloft, we have over 650 guest rooms available in 25,000 square feet of combined meeting space and event space, which is really perfect for any setting, be it a wedding, a meeting, a social event. And then our expert team of catering professionals is here to assist with every single detail. And again, it's an ideal location for parties for smaller, intimate groups, or up to large parties for 400 people.
Simone, we're just about out of time, but before we go, if somebody was curious to learn more, website?
You can reach us at westinsanfranciscoairport.com for any further details or information.
And that would include finding out about the Aloft.
Absolutely. We are operating both the Westin and the Aloft.
Great. We've been speaking with Simone Harms at the Westin San Francisco Airport Hotel. The Underbid Techno Music was performed by Michael Carlin.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers from the San Francisco Bay Area include Molly Blaisdale, Lori King, and Susie Rodriguez. Melissa Corbin reporting, Tennessee. Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada. Kim Schneider from Michigan. Elaine Masters in San Diego. Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon. Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas. And Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUA. They are.